Hello everyone, welcome to Office 365 Admin's Port Skills Core Concept Curriculum. My name is Dale Kim. I'm a Support Escalation Engineer with Office 365 Exchange Online Support Team. I'm here with my colleague.
My name is Michael LeBlanc. I'm on the same team, and we've been doing this for quite some time now. And just excited to be on the cloud team and make a change. So without further ado, we want to discuss setting the expectations for this presentation. It's a progressive discussion with self-paced exercises, and the target audience would be you. You are just transitioning from an information worker into a support role, and we're going to discuss the following modules in the upcoming slides. We also want to let you know that to join the MVA community, you'll find some other interesting videos. A lot of them will be referenced in this module. And there are over 2 million registered users already. That's big. And we have another related course, which is the advanced one, which you will be following after this one.
So let's jump into the overview of this training and the purpose of this curriculum. The curriculum here is designed to familiarize you with Office 365 services offering, as well as the capability. Most of you are going to be joining us after completing the information worker module, which is the workers who are the people that will be using Office 365 in their day-to-day task. In order to support them, having familiarity with Office 365, with the resources that are available to you to better understand your users, as well as answer their question and help with day-to-day task of managing these information workers. We're going to go over some of the experiences that we have with Office 365, how we get resources, but also help you learn on your own self-directed method of going out, finding the information for Office 365. There's no authoritative source of Office 365 resources. The service is constantly changing, so it is imperative that we have the skills to go find the answers that we need, as well as utilize the resources we have to better support the Office 365 environment. So coming back to where we're starting here, most of you are going to be coming from the information worker training. What the diagram here represents is how much information and knowledge you have of Office 365. So closer you get to the center, the more core knowledge that you have. Information workers are most likely going to have information on Microsoft Office and its set of its suites on how to complete their day-to-day task. They don't necessarily understand how Office 365 works or how they're staying connected and other module. You come in here as the administrator and we'll be supporting the outer layer here of information users and answering their question, as well as assisting and providing access to Office 365 and resources to help them complete their day-to-day task. So to go over the course that we have lined up for you here, we have several modules lined up for you during our training course. First, we're going to go over the overview. This is one of the most important steps in being an administrator or supporting Office 365, as your ability to support information workers really do depend on how well you can find the necessary resources and information for Office 365. Then we'll review some of the planning steps that is required. And this, to me, is the most important process if you're considering or consulting with an Office 365 deployment. From my experience, majority of the deployment that went through the recommended planning guidance from Microsoft has been far more successful versus people who did not make the necessary checklist prior to attempting to migrate. In addition, we'll go over some deployment steps, discuss what hybrid configuration is for various services that we offer, and then we'll discuss identity management and how identity works in Office 365. By this, we mean your administrator's ability to audit, manage, and authenticate users and provide access. We'll also discuss directory synchronization. For most large enterprises, they want Office 365 to behave as though it's part of their already existing environment. By syncing all the users to the cloud and providing a single authentication, it really helps Office 365 come alive as though it's part of already existing environment and feels natural for the information workers. Finally, to complete the deployment process, we're going to talk about hybrid infrastructure and how it is deployed and the necessary information that you have gathered in the previous modules will be used to implement a coexistent hybrid infrastructure. Finally, in the last several modules in the core concept series, we're going to go over some of the security compliance and protection options. This includes understanding security and compliance issues that are very important to all of our customers as to Microsoft. And then we're going to go over some of the day-to-day tasks of operating users, day-to-day operations on how to manage users, create groups, distribution lists, managing various contact objects, as well as assisting users with installing their application and making sure they're up to date at all time. And to finish up the course, we're going to discuss what kind of help and support Microsoft has available, as well as what kind of expectations should be set within the organization, as well as options Microsoft provides for long-term supportability of Office 365. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into finding the right resources to help you understand what Office 365 is. There's quite a bit of information out there for Office 365, and not one source contains all the information. Office 365 provides email, SharePoint, Link, as well as identity management platforms, and the information is scattered, and being able to locate the right information in a timely manner will help you be a successful administrator as well as a rock star in your role moving forward supporting Office 365. So finding relevant resources is the first step on supporting and deploying Office 365. You need to understand first what Office 365 is and what services are offered. So let's discuss this just a little bit more in depth before you start your exercises. This course is very self-directed. We're trying to teach you how to fish and help you locate information. However, we'll provide you a quick overview and our thoughts on how we feel is the best way, a recommended way to locate these resources. So, Michael, when people come up to you and ask you, hey, I'm considering going to Office 365, what kind of guidance do you provide? What kind of resources do you provide to get them started in the right place?
Well, I always ask the question, you know, what kind of business do you have? How big is your business? How many users? What do you expect? What are your needs? And based on that, I kind of direct them to our site, which I can bring up in a couple seconds, where they can compare what they really want. Some users want an enterprise plan and some do not. You know, some are a little smaller and don't need e-discovery, for instance, right? And typically the customers that I work with are a larger company that have thousands upon thousands of users that do need legal hold, e-discovery. So typically they will go for an E3 plan and kind of advise them on that. like this website here, which you can find in your practice guide, will bring up, and you select Enterprise E3 here, and it will give you more. And you will also find a free trial here, which we'll go into a little bit further. Features will bring up what it actually has. The Office Suite is enabled. Email and calendars, et cetera, et cetera. Skype here, Yammer. It encompasses a lot of our products and services into one, which we'll also discuss later on. Besides that, they can always compare other plans. So for instance, if they're in education or government, we also have separate sites for those.
Okay. So that's kind of the things that I follow. I often refer customers to TechNet, where it also lays out Office 365 plans in a linked-based fashion, but it also includes something that other GUI interfaces don't. Usually when customers go to our office.com site, which is the primary resource for Office 365 and Office products, they only list three enterprises, but as you can see here, there is a fourth option that includes a kiosk. Some of the larger companies may want to provide that option for in their campus or various functions however, don't want to have a separate plan. They want to have a single license for Office 365 deployment. In addition, I also find that it's very helpful if you're looking to start off with. My favorite location to go to, aside from the common TechNet, MSDN, or other common Office 365 website, would be Office 365 blogs, and various teams that have service in Office 365 have their own blogs as well. For an administrator, I find that going to blog.office.com is a great resource to become familiar with all the Office 365 has to offer, as well as things that are coming in. In addition to what you were just saying, I find that at times it's difficult for me to know exactly, understand what are the nuances of the company. But they do also, in addition to having all the teams and what's coming on, they do have a lot of customer stories. So it gives you an additional reference point to help find a comparable business and help determine what the needs are for the customer that way as well. So I strongly recommend checking out various blogs. Each team has different blogs. You'll find that Link Team, SharePoint, and Exchange Team oftentimes posts their online blogs of the new features, as well as how-to videos.
Right, and I actually brought up the Exchange blog just as a reference, because they always update the newer features, what go on, and try and help our customers move forward. Their latest one is, typical from what I've seen in the field, is that, their domain functional level is still on Windows 2003. That's 12 years old. We kind of need to move forward from that. So people are still hesitant on moving forward. And, this guide here helps our customers move forward and make the right decision. So that's one of them. And we have another great community, and that's our support community for Office 365. So if you run into any other issues, you can ask your question here and get some other support, which we'll also deep dive into in Module 9.
And as administrators, we're all very used to searching for answers and whatnot, but I really want to make this point one more time, is that Office 365 information is constantly scattered. Many of our customers go to Office 365 because they want to be on the latest and greatest technologies. However, Office 365 does change quite often. And I believe in the just last year and a half, there's already been over 100 changes made in Office 365, right, which illustrates how often information is changing, and thus you need to be able to find the latest information and be very resourceful and self-directed in answering customer questions and being proactive to assist. So we mentioned blogs, we mentioned community websites, and several other sites. We're going to let you go and help work on your exercise, work on an exercise here, and give you a few minutes to go and determine, go and find your own information as well for Office 365 and get better understanding of the overview of what Office 365 is.
Right. So see you back in a couple minutes.
All right, so welcome back, guys. So you probably have a pretty good understanding of resources on Office 365. There's a whole lot of information out there. I would say the most important thing is that you stay with Microsoft websites. Because there's so much information out there, if you go to a website that is not a Microsoft website, we cannot guarantee that the information is authoritative, as we don't have any control over what Office 365 information is being released through third-party or vendor websites. So I want to reiterate, it's very important that you stay to Microsoft websites. And with that in mind, next, once you have familiarity Office 365 and what it is, you want to be able to understand what type of plans are optioned. So, Michael, you showed us some other plans, service plans. Aside from Office 365, what other consideration should users make when it comes to considering going to Office 365 and finding the right plan? Let's say that they have a strong need for Exchange. They need the business class email. However, they're not as interested in online meeting through Link. You know, what kind of options are available when we're talking about Office 365 plans?
Right, and you know, for those typical plans, an E1 plan would be good enough, and that just offers Exchange, like you said, business class email. And that's fine. You know, there's a cheaper price for that, and that's something that people would want. Or even Exchange Online, just that license versus an E1 license. And sometimes we have even smaller businesses, up to 300 people, and a small to medium-sized business plan would be better suited for them. You know, so they don't have any other hardware on-premise anymore, and just go fully into the cloud. Typically, for our E-plans, customers would want to have something on-premise still and do a hybrid setup.
Okay, so if I wanted to do a hybrid setup, do I have to get an enterprise plan, or could I get a personal plan, or a small, medium-sized business plan?
No. If you want hybrid, you have to have an enterprise plan or a government plan or an academic plan. Okay. It is not available for personal plans, so P1, P2, P3 plans. It's not possible.
Okay. Sounds good to me. And we're going to go ahead and let you guys go and do your own research on what type of plans there are the next exercise, and try and come up with the right plan for the organizations that you guys have in mind or is described on the on your course material.
Hey guys, welcome back. I hope you had fun at that last exercise. And we have another fun one for you. And in this one, you get to match the right plans to a specific organization. So organization A needs a typical one, organization B needs another one, and organization C needs another one. So have fun, pick and match.
And finally, final exercise that we have lined up for you in this module is to go over several support options for Microsoft. We all need help, even us that support Exchange Online quite have to collaborate with other teams and other support option available time to time. When you're deploying an organization to go to Office 365, you know, as we know in IT, as much as we like everything to be 100% smooth every time and go exactly as planned, occasionally things do go wrong. And if you need, Microsoft offers quite a few support options. How, And what you need to know here is that we, for Office 365 users, they get 24/7 support and 24/7 critical support. However, we also have Premier support options as well as various cloud support options out there. And I strongly recommend if you're in a timeline situation where you need to complete a project and you need assistant, that you open a case with us to help address things and get the necessary knowledge from Microsoft to complete, to get additional assistant to help address your support needs. So, welcome back, guys. So now that you're familiar with what Office 365 is, as well as service plan and support options available out there, we're going to discuss really quick what Office 365 has to offer. It offers through Exchange Online, business class email, securities and compliance features. And through SharePoint Online, it can provide real-time collaboration as well as storage solution. For online meetings and desktop sharing, we have Link Online feature, as well as for some of you who are socially inclined at Office, we also have a Yammer offering as well.
Right, and let's not forget SharePoint too, right? So SharePoint is a big solution that's ever-growing, and that's also part of our service.
I mentioned SharePoint.
Oh, you did? I forgot about that. Must not have heard it.
All right, guys. So there's an awful lot of services out here. We didn't go too deep into it, as we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to go and discover what these options are about and what we have to offer for various business needs.
And guys, welcome back. We're going to talk about some more exercises here. And in this exercise, it's almost similar to the last one prior to that. You will be matching services to companies right now. So same story. Company A needs service B. Company B needs service A, et cetera, et cetera. So go and have fun with that one.
All right, guys, so welcome back. Thank you for being with us during this short presentation. To summarize this module, we want to make sure that by the time you have completed this module and the exercises, you should be familiar with what Office 365 is, what plans are offered, and what support options are available. And finally, you should be aware of all the services that Office 365 has to offer. Thank you.
Thanks.